Are you looking for a space where you will learn to improve your mental strength, emotional health, and heal your insecurities from the inside out? Take the first step to living a more meaningful life with the Better Me with Body by Bree podcast. I'm your host, Bree. I'm a certified personal trainer, entrepreneur, and mother of three. I've helped empower thousands of women to take action through fitness, nutrition, meditation, personal development, and aligning thoughts with action. This podcast is for those who are ready to feel inspired and motivated to live a more purposeful life. Let's grow together. We are each connected with a universal energy force, and our thoughts and feelings have the ability to manipulate this energy force to attract what we want. So in this episode, I'm going to teach you what I learned at a very young age that has really helped me get everything I want in life. And I know that sounds dramatic, but it's not. It's incredible. And when you understand the power that comes from manifesting, it's like a whole new world opens up to you. So I cannot wait to share with you these 7 steps to manifesting the life you want. Here we go. Welcome to your Manifesting 101 Bootcamp. This is really exciting for me because I am a manifesting master. Like, I know that sounds cocky, but it's not, because I just am so obsessed with manifesting. I love teaching my friends about it, my family members. I tell everyone about how important it is to manifest the life you want, and creating opportunities and experiences and people and attracting what you want into your life, because you attract what you are, not what you want. Okay, I'm gonna say that one more time. You attract what you are, not what you want. So in order to attract higher vibrating opportunities, situations, people in your life, relationships, you have to vibrate at a higher level. And in order to do that, you have to know what you want. You have to be grateful for what you have. And I'm going to teach you how to do these simple steps to manifesting. So this is literally going to be life-changing. If you apply this to your life and you take it seriously and you believe that this works, it is life-changing. Have you ever wondered why some people seem to have it all? How do they do it? How do they get everything they want? Maybe you've had the thought, oh, I'm just unlucky, or nothing good ever happens to me, or that might work for them, but not for me. Well, let's change that. I'm going to share with you the life-changing advice I learned at a very young age, and it has helped me to manifest the life I want. Before we start, I highly recommend the book Manifest, 7 Steps to Living Your Best Life by Roxy Nafusi. And to start understanding and applying manifesting in your life, we're going to reference this book a lot. And so that's a great place to start. It's a quick read. It's short, but it gives you these 7 steps if you want to dive deeper. So we are all each connected with a universal energy force, and our thoughts and feelings have the ability to manipulate this energy force to attract what we want. So according to The Secret, which I don't know if you've seen it or not, but it's incredible. You can watch the movie, you can Google it, look it up online, watch it on YouTube. But according to The Secret, our thoughts and feelings attract a corresponding energy to ourselves. If our thoughts are negative, we attract negative things. If our feelings and thoughts are positive, we attract positive things. We each have the power to determine our own destiny. We can each create our own reality. Through fully and consistently applying the law of attraction, we can be who we want to be and enjoy the life we wish for. You are the most powerful and persuasive part of your destiny. Okay? Now, I want you to think about vibrations. Okay? I'm going to tell a little story on manifesting before I get into the 7 steps, because I want you to see how manifesting is actually applied in a real life situation and how I use it in my life. But first, it's important to know vibrations. I talk about this a lot. A vibration is the energy that someone or something gives off. So you'll notice, like, when people walk into the room and they have a high vibration, you're drawn to them. You're like, ooh, they have good energy. I really like that energy. I like them. I like their vibe. You can feel that energy. When someone walks into the room and they have a very low vibration, you also can feel that. And it's like, ugh, They're just negative and pessimistic, and I don't like that vibration. Now, here's the interesting part. You're attracted to whatever level you are currently at. So sometimes people that vibrate at a high level can be annoying to you if you're not at the same level, because you're like, oh, they're so positive. They're so happy. They always see the cup half full. They always get whatever they want. Blah, blah, blah. It's so annoying, right? But if you also vibrate at a higher level, then you're like, ooh, that person is inspiring. Look at them go. I'm so proud of them. I'm so inspired by their hard work and their work ethic. That feels good to me because they're also vibrating at a higher level. Now, like likes to be with like, right? So if you're vibrating at a low level, you feel comfortable with other people that are also vibrating at a low level. But what happens when you get sick of that and you actually want to level up and you want to make your life better? Once you start working on yourself and you start vibrating at a higher level, you'll start seeing people and situations and opportunities fall out of your life that don't align with that new higher version of yourself. And sometimes this can be really hard for your family members or your friends because they'll think, oh, you know, maybe she's trying to be too good, or she's, you know, why are you working on yourself? Why are you working so hard? All that's voodoo. I don't know, whatever they're going to say, because you're a direct mirror and reflection of what they're not doing. And people don't feel comfortable when other people vibrate at a higher level than them. They don't. They want to be with other people that are at their same level. So let's talk about high vibrating emotions versus low vibrating emotions, because it's good to know this before we go into the like 7 steps of manifesting. So high vibration emotions, well, let's start with low first, actually. Low vibrations are things like fear, hatred, guilt, despair, anger, jealousy, sadness, anxiety, worry, annoyance, right? Now, higher vibration emotions are having empathy, contentment, confidence, hope, optimism, enthusiasm, kindness, gratitude, joy, peace, and unconditional love. Now, even when I say those words, your body has a certain reaction, and that's the vibration of that word, right? So I'm going to read you a quick quote from the book from Roxy Nafusi, and it's this: you have the power in your heart and mind to direct your life. Make it count. If we alter our thoughts and therefore our emotions, we can alter our vibration and ultimately our reality. You only have one life, and your job is to make it the best it can be and to live a life that is filled with joy, love, purpose, and fulfillment. It is time now to stop letting life just happen to you and instead begin to recognize the infinite power with you to choose and create the exact life you want to live and manifest your best life. I always say this, we are co-creators with God, right? If you don't believe in God, then you're a co-creator with the universe. Like, you have power here on earth. You have power to create. I fully believe that we're here to practice that power. And how we practice that is by manifesting. And it doesn't take the place of a prayer. It doesn't take the place of God. It's just using the power that we've been given and honing in on being a co-creator. It's really fascinating and a beautiful thing when you think about it. So let's go through these 7 steps. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. Before I go through the 7 steps, I'm going to tell you my manifesting story. And to this day, I think this is probably my biggest manifesting story. So to you, this might seem crazy if you're a beginner. And I'll tell you how to scale it down, but I just want to show you the power of it. So I've been looking for a mentor or a mastermind or a coach for a long time, just because I don't know personally anyone that does what I do. And I feel like I've hit this glass ceiling where I want to keep learning and growing, but I don't have anyone to learn and grow from, just myself, right? And like books that I'm reading. So I had this opportunity to have this coach that came to me, this huge deal that promised that I'd make, you know, $10 million in my first year with them and all this stuff. And I was just like, I don't know why, but everything in my gut is saying no, like this doesn't feel good to me. And so on paper, everything looked right and it would be a dream opportunity for anyone else. But for me, it didn't feel right. And I always listened to my gut. And I'm like, I'm not really in this for the money. I'm in this for the personal growth and development. And it just didn't feel like it aligned with my personal beliefs. So I ended up turning it down, which felt like a little bit, it was scary because I was like, I have this amazing opportunity, but I'm going to turn it down for what? I don't have anything else to replace it with. Like, if I had another coach, it'd be easier to say no to, but I'm just going back to not having a coach. So I decided to sit and write down exactly what I wanted from a mastermind or from a coach. So I was like, who do I want to learn from? And immediately popped in my head was Jenna Kutcher. And I don't know if she'll ever hear this podcast. She probably won't, but that she's like my idol. I love her. I think she's incredible at what she does. She is someone I look up to personally, and she's a mom like me, and she has the same values like I do. And I just really align with her beliefs. And she also, if you don't know who Jenna Kutcher is, she's a marketing master. She does conferences and she speaks with Tony Robbins. Like, she's the top. It'd be like asking Tony Robbins to coach you, right? So this is like a big deal. And I just was like, you know what? Sky's the limit. I'm just going to dream. Let's just dream. So I put down Jenna Kutcher, and then I put down exactly what I wanted in this mastermind, what the people were that I wanted to learn from, what they were like, what the curriculum was like, what the vibration was like. I wanted other like-minded moms like me that I could relate to, wrote it all out. So then I'm like, all right, this is what I want. So first step, got to contact her. So I DM Jenna. She has like over 1 million followers. I'm like, obviously, number one, she's not answering her own DMs. Number two, I've DM'd her a lot. I've never heard a response just because she has so many followers. Completely normal and understandable. But I said, hey, Jenna, do you have a mastermind that I could join? Didn't even know if she had one. And she was like, oh, sorry, no, I don't. Since I have my kids, I don't run the mastermind anymore. And I was like, okay, well, do you know of anyone that does have a mastermind that you trust? Because I really look up to you. If you like one, I'm sure it'll be great for me, you know? And she was like, oh, you could try Natalie at Boss Babes, which I'm also equally obsessed with Natalie at Boss Babes. So I was like, oh, well, this will be great. I can learn from Natalie, and Natalie's amazing. And so I'm like thinking, okay, Jenna's assistant is referring me to Natalie. And I'm like, thank you, Jenna's assistant, for referring me for giving me her info. So I reach out to Natalie and I'm like, hey, Natalie, do you guys have a mastermind? If you do, I'd love to join. And she's like, oh, you know, we have a wait list of years and there's all of this, like you have to make a certain amount of money and there's all these qualifications. And she's like, we only take 20 people and it's totally booked. It's totally full. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then all of a sudden I get another message and it's like, wait, did Jenna Kutcher refer you? And I was like, oh my gosh, in my head, well, I thought it was her assistant, but yeah, I think so. And she's like, let's get on a call. So I get on a call with her. I'm freaking out. Like, my heart is just like pounding out of my chest. I still can't even believe that, number one, they even responded. And number two, that like I'm getting on a call with Natalie from Boss Babes. Like, she's the entrepreneur. Like, she's the goal. And so I was so excited. So we get on this call. We immediately just click. Like, she's going through all the curriculum and she's like, well, you have to, you know, telling me the checklist that you have to pass. And I'm like, I qualify. Like, I could get in this. But she told me it was full. So I'm trying not to like get my hopes up. But I'm like, I mean, I feel like this is a good fit. Anyway, by the end of the call, she's crying. I'm crying. She's like, I feel like you're supposed to be in this and you're the reason why I do these masterminds and I really think you should be in it. And I was like crying. I could not believe my ears. And I'm like, well, this is incredible. Yes, I would love to do this mastermind. I told her I manifested you. I manifested this opportunity, all this stuff. So then I'm like, how do you know Jenna? Like, is Jenna a guest speaker or like how? And she's like, no, Jenna's in the mastermind with us. I about fell off of my chair. I was like, wait, what? So I get to learn from Jenna Kutcher and Natalie at Boss Babes. And I still am trying to pinch myself. I still don't know how it happened. I still don't know why it happened. All I know is from the time I had written out exactly what I wanted, 2 weeks later, I was in the mastermind with Jenna Kutcher and Natalie. And I'm like really hoping they don't listen to this episode because it's kind of embarrassing, but I hung up and I just started bawling hysterically because I could not believe it. It'd be like if Tony Robbins agreed to like do 3 retreats a year with you and do calls with you every other week. Like I just could not believe it. I could not believe that I actually manifested it, that it actually worked. I truly believe that God had a role in it, obviously. But if I wasn't open to the possibility and I wasn't actively looking for that opportunity, it would have never happened. Like you have to be open to the possibilities and then get to work. And so that is my most current amazing manifest story. And we're going to use this as our little framework to go through the 7 steps of manifesting. Okay. So number 1 is be clear in your vision because we attract what we feel. So visualizing is a super powerful tool that helps you shift your energetic vibrational frequency and attracts what you want in your life. So really focus on the feeling and the experience of what it is you're manifesting. And the clearer your vision, the better. So to start, I like to create a vision board, or sometimes I'll even like just write it down like I did with the Jenna Kutcher scenario. I wrote it down. I was very specific on exactly what I wanted. So I'm like, there's a couple steps you can do is like set the scene, choose a timeline, meditate on it. So what kind of relationships would I need in order for this to happen? Or how am I going to feel when this happens? Or what does this person that would attract this in their life do, right? They would put in the work in order to make this happen. So you start showing up as this person and you are creating this vision for yourself. Now, there's a lot of different ways to do a vision board. I like to separate it into 6 different categories, and I'll do personal growth, relationships, health, spirituality, self-care, and then travel, career, and hobbies is in 1. And basically think and meditate and pray on each of these areas of your life and write down and dream. What do you want this to feel like? What do you want it to look like? And I like to have mine hanging in my bathroom, or I'll put it at my desk or somewhere where I always see it, because you want to be able to see it regularly so that it's on the top of your mind. Okay. I want you to remember this one tip too before we move to the second thing is remember, who do you want to become? So one of the most important questions you ask in the whole manifesting process is, who do I want to become? Our past is equally responsible for getting us to where we currently are right now as much as it can be for holding us from where we want to go. So honor the transformations that you go through and know that everything happens for a reason. Your life is working for you, not against you, right? Every opportunity is for your good. And if you look through that lens, when things don't go the way you want, it's because there is a better opportunity out there because you truly believe that everything's working for you. 2nd step is remove fear and doubt and know that you are worthy. You are worth everything. So I want you to repeat that. A limiting belief is formed when a thought has been repeated so many times that it has become automatic. Our beliefs drive our behavior. So when a belief is that we have is holding us back in some way, it becomes a limiting belief. So beliefs can be formed in childhood, adolescence, adulthood. Do not let limiting beliefs impede your manifesting power. So when you really want to manifest something, I want you to think to yourself or meditate on this. Do I really believe I'm worthy of it? Do I really trust that I would be able to handle this situation? Do I really believe that this is possible for me? And if you don't, what insecurities do I currently have surrounding this, or what beliefs, limiting beliefs, are holding me back? So it's really a self-reflection of, like, if I didn't truly believe that I deserved to be in this mastermind, I wouldn't be, because I'd be too scared to ask, right? But I'm like, no, I qualify for this. I can do this. I can add value to these women's lives. Like, I truly believed I was worthy of it. And so that's why I was gutsy enough to ask. So you have to change your identity so that you know you are worthy. Okay. And the tip for this, for number two, is we manifest what we believe we're worthy of. So believing you aren't worthy or capable of your dream is the strongest way to send the message that you're not ready for it. When we fully acknowledge and identify our limiting beliefs, it gives you the power to release it. So that's why it's really super important to be aware of, well, do I believe I'm worthy? And if I don't, why? And just write it down. And you can clear it once you acknowledge it. All right, step three. I'm trying to decide like how deep I really want to go. There are a couple steps to heal your fear and doubt. So the first one is master your thoughts. So the subconscious mind obeys the conscious mind. So make sure you're telling yourself the positive, supporting things that you need to hear, because you have to know that your subconscious mind is obeying whatever you tell it to, right? Then you need to watch your language. So just like your thoughts, you have incredible power in the language that you choose to use and the energy it brings in your life. So keep things positive and remove if with when. Not if I get into the mastermind, but when I get in the mastermind. And talk about what you want to do when it happens, not if it happens. That's a big difference. So you have different, like, to give you an idea, low vibrating statements might be, if I get the job, but a high vibrating statement would be when I get the job. I don't want to be in debt, or I want to be financially free. I can't do this. I can do anything I put my mind to, right? Instead of I will never succeed, we're going to switch it to I will do my best and that is enough. Instead of I don't know how yet, but I can ask for help to grow. Right? You get the point. So instead of I'm afraid of failing, we say I'm excited to try. Those are high vibrating statements. And I'm telling you, your mind will shift when you learn how to switch those low vibrating statements to high vibrating. So you can also use mantras, like find phrases that resonate with you. And that'd be a great place to start. Like, I love the person that I'm becoming. I have limitless potential. I am grateful for all that I have. I love my life. I feel calm and at peace. I radiate vitality and energy. I have infinite power to manifest anything I desire. I am constantly attracting abundance. So spend time really imagining these scenarios that you play in your mind with the best possible outcome. So the third step to remove fear and doubt is practice visualization and see it going in your favor and really practice with that. All right, number three, align your behavior. So you have to be the energy you want to attract. So this is where I said you attract what you are, not what you want. So manifestation is a very active process. So it's super empowering. You have to be fearless. Every time you choose to replace your fear and doubt with thoughts and behavior that align with the energy that you're seeking, you move forward towards that manifestation. So sometimes We just have to take that leap of faith and trust that by acting in ways that align with the idea of who we want to be, we'll take ourselves closer to becoming it. So every single time you step outside of your comfort zone, you attract abundance to you. And this is because magic happens outside of your comfort zone, right? So don't be surprised if changes of your actions bring a period of discomfort. Make a conscious commitment to sit through it and don't succumb to self-sabotage and let your actions work against you. I ask all of my clients to establish a deep why before we even start training. This is so that they can go back to times like when it gets really tough and remember why they want to go through the process of change in the first place. Okay. And I also tell my clients all the time to think about what your highest and best self would do and commit to doing that. So remember, our daily habits direct the course of our lives. So a little tip for aligning your behavior is one of the most common characteristics of any successful individual is their ability to willingly persist through challenges. So I want you to ask yourself, is this aligned with what I think, what I believe, and who I want to be? And if it is, the answer is yes. If it's not, walk away. Okay? Be the person that would attract that mastermind. Be the person that would work and hustle and research and be bold. Be that person so that you are worthy of the experience, right? And show up as them. All right, number four, overcome tests. So I want you to, if you have the belief that the universe is on your side, it will always work out. Always. It's working for you, not against you. No matter how positive you are, clear you are, aligned you are, obstacles and tests will still happen. So here's the thing. If you settle, you're showing your lack of belief in the abundance of the universe and it will block your path to manifestation. So for example, I could have been like, you know what, Jenna Kutcher that's way too high. There's no way. I'm just going to settle with this other person and it'll be fine. I'm sure I'll learn something. Right? But no, I didn't settle because I knew what I actually really truly wanted. Right? So, and most of the time, it happens in the 11th hour. Like after you've been tested and tested and you have to be super patient, it will happen. Like it's almost like, yeah, you're being tested to see if you can stay strong and really manifest if you really want it. One of the quotes in the book that I really love is put back the things that aren't right for you and know that you are worthy and deserving of having the things that are. I love that. I thought that was so beautiful. So like being brave enough to wait for the thing you really want gives you the opportunity to show up for yourself while building inner strength, resilience, and courage. And sometimes the universe knows you're worth more than the thing that you desire. So it doesn't give you the thing that you want because it actually gives you something better. So trust that the universe is always looking out for your best interest, okay? So a little exercise you can do is like think of a time in your life where you've really prayed and manifested for something, and instead of that happening, you got really mad, but then down the road, you realized it was actually a super big blessing because something better came along. Like reflect on those times because it's a good reminder. Your tip for number four is engaging with something that isn't right for you, no matter how casual you think it is, will block your path for manifestation. So whether that's a relationship or a habit or a person or an opportunity or a job, don't waste your time. It's putting a block or a kink in your manifestation and your abundance. Do not do it. Life is too short. All right, number five is embrace gratitude. Because where energy goes, energy flows. And remember that gratitude is an extremely high vibrational frequency, and it's been shown to have significant physical, mental, and emotional benefits. So not just emotional benefits, but health benefits too. So I want you to consider three categories of gratitude. And if you aren't feeling grateful in all of them at the moment, focus on the ones that you are. So you have yourself, so things about you that you're grateful for, your life, things that are unique to your life, and the world, things that anyone can experience. And it's important to learn how to balance feeling true gratitude for something you already have while also still wanting to move forward in areas of your life. Like if you don't have the house you want right now, that's fine. But if you don't have gratitude for what you have now, the vibration of gratitude is the high frequency that's going to attract the better house, right? So you have to learn how to be grateful for what you have now. Be grateful for the body you have now, the health you have now, so that it can get better. Gratitude never holds you back. Roxy, the author of the book, calls the experience of being clear in your vision of where you want to go and truly grateful for where you are, the manifesting sweet spot. Like you're grateful for what you have, but you also are clear in your vision of where you're going. It is not bad to want both. Like it's not bad to keep moving and growing and attracting more. Like I actually did a call with my challenge group because we're going through these 7 steps with our A Powerful You challenge group. And one of the girls asked this question. I thought it was so good. She's like, I don't want to feel ungrateful, like for always wanting more. And I'm like, well, you're not ungrateful though. You're grateful for what you have. You're just continuing to grow. And that's a good thing. So shift the lens. You are grateful. You attract what you feel. So when you see and feel beauty and love and abundance that is already in your life, you will attract more beauty, more love, more abundance, right? You're getting the idea. So trying to get into that like manifesting sweet spot is amazing. A couple tips for finding gratitude is like a gratitude journal, writing down a couple of things that you're grateful for every day, having like a list to repeat when you're feeling off. Like instead of saying, I have to work out, you switch it to, I get to work out. Instead of saying, I have to work, I get to work and provide for my family. It changes the whole feel. And then practice mindfulness and being present. So you're meditating, you're noticing the little things, you're noticing sitting down with your child and playing Barbies with them and doing a tea party. Like you notice their laugh, you notice their cute little chubby fingers. Being fully present is the number one thing you can do for having gratitude. And the last tip is remember that practice tuning into your body and mind when you make decisions to figure out what you really want. So take a moment, think carefully, and consider your feelings. Ask for support from others in sustaining that decision. Really kind of goes against the grain because you need to feel it in your own soul, right? Like you need to know what you truly want and what feels good for you. Like sometimes I get sucked into the hustle where I'm like, I need to be working harder. I need to do another challenge. I need to do another retreat. I need to do this. But really, what's most important to me is being a mom. And if I don't have that balance, I'm not happy. And so I always have to go back to, you know what? You have a successful business and you're able to be a mom. Like this is beautiful, right? This balance is perfect. Number 6, turn envy into inspiration. Envy and gratitude cannot coexist. So just like gratitude is a very high vibrational energy, envy is a very low vibrational energy. So I want you to make sure that you're spending your time and energy attracting the energy that you actually want, right? Don't let the selling of a dream life be at the expense of the appreciation of your own life. So the easiest way to help you not have envy is to prune your social media. And this is hard to do. I had to do this 2 years ago. It was the best thing I ever did for myself. If it's not uplifting or something that adds value to your life, cut it out. Make sure that you're only following influencers you allow in your life that are raising your vibration and confidence in yourself. Envy can also be felt towards people we're close to, right? So like it could be friends or someone in your neighborhood that drives a nicer car, has a nicer house. Like you could literally go down that hole with anything. Someone will always have a nicer body. Someone will always be more shredded than you, but someone will always be, you know, not as far along in their fitness journey as you. Someone will always have it worse than you too. So it's just whatever you choose to focus on, right? Recognizing your envy is the first step. So we all feel it sometimes. That's normal, natural human emotion. Feeling envy is the first clue that you wish to see a change in your own life, right? So take note of it. Instead of judging yourself, use it as fuel to discover what could be waiting for you. So remove the fear and doubt that accompany envy. and we're redirecting envious thoughts to inspired thoughts, right? I will take a conscious effort to be inspired instead of envious. And it will feel so much better to focus on the good that you can bring yourself instead of what you feel is lacking, right? So your tip for number six is you can do a little exercise with this, and you can, who is someone that inspires you and why? And write down everything you admire about them. And that will help you turn that envy into gratitude and inspiration. Remember, looking for people to inspire you gives your conscious and subconscious mind proof that what you want to manifest is possible. It's being prepared to become someone that inspires you, right? So look to them. Be happy for them. Be their cheerleader. Root them on, because it's showing you what's possible. And that could be you too. And the last thing is you have to trust the universe. So this is the hardest part. Let go of waiting and embrace patience. I like to replace trust the universe with trust God. Like trust in God's timing. Trust in the plan. Let go of waiting. Embrace the patience. So manifesting is about surrender. When you're not worried about how you're going to get somewhere because you just know that somehow you will, you can simply be more mindful in the present moment and practice regular, greater awareness and appreciation for all that is already around you. So think of putting your GPS coordinates and then letting a greater knowledge direct your journey, right? Like there are opportunities that you don't even know about yet that could come into your life. My life completely changed in one afternoon. I didn't even know that that was possible, but it happened. I couldn't have manifested that opportunity happening. Like, oh, she's going to reach out to me and then I'm going to connect with this girl and then this girl's going to connect me here. Like you don't know how it's going to work. You just have to have faith that it will. Learning to trust in and learn from a process rather than a result is critical for my clients' success in training. So things that you have to let go of fully to trust in the universe and your manifestation or God is the person you were, because know that you're going to change in the process. The person you thought you should be, because you're going to continue to gain clarity on what you truly want. Your fears and your doubts, because they're only holding you back. And things that now no longer serve your highest and best self. So you're going to replace empowering daily habits, right? Envy, because you are moving into inspiration. And controlling the exact direction of your journey, because all directions will give you the experience that you need, right? So just remember, look for coincidences and moments that validate that the universe is being on your side. God is on your side. God is in your power. Even the little things will help boost your confidence and your faith and your vibe, because you are limitless. So I want you to start. I know this can seem overwhelming. I gave you a lot. Get the book. It's so good. You're going to love it. I'll link it in my show notes for you. And it's called Manifest, 7 Steps to Living Your Best Life. And start small, because when you have evidence that this works, then you gain confidence that it works. So how to get evidence is to start small. For example, what I like to do is when I pull into a parking lot, I will go straight to the front of the parking lot, because in my mind, everything works out for me. I always get what I want. So of course, when I pull into a parking lot, of course there's going to be a spot right at the front, where most people don't live their life like that. Most people think, oh, I'll just go to the back and park here because there's not going to be a spot up front. But those are the people that never get truly what they want because they don't even try. So I will go straight to the front, and if there's not a spot available, I'll wait for like a couple seconds or a couple minutes. Someone always comes out and moves their car, because for me, everything works out, because that's what I have proven to myself and I've seen time and time again. So start with something small, manifest something small, and see how it works in your life. I promise this truly is life-changing. If you understand these 7 steps, you really apply it, you know that you're worthy, you have the clear vision, you are a co-creator with God. and with the universe. And you have this power. So step into it. Do not be afraid of it. Step into it. You are limitless. Thank you for spending your time with me. I know you could be doing a lot of other things. I'm very grateful. And I hope that you got some sort of insight or inspiration or any type of knowledge from this podcast. I will talk to you guys later. Thank you for joining us in today's episode. If you liked the content and want to hear more, remember to hit that subscribe button and write a review. As a small business owner, I appreciate it more than you know. If you are looking for a program to help with self-confidence, to lose weight, get in shape, and work on your mental, physical, and emotional health, check out my training programs on www.bodybybrie.com. My team and I help to hold you accountable through the Body by Brie app, where you log in to see all your workouts, custom meal plan made specifically for you and your needs, and communication through the messenger. You are never alone when you're on the Body by Brie training program. Click the link in the show notes to get more information on how to transform your life from the inside out.